So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah states that the obligation of a korban oil b'yared for the transgression of nichnas l'mikdash b'tumah, one who enters the base of mikdash while he was tummy, applies to echer nichnas l'azar of echer nichnas l'tisefes azar. Both one who entered the azar of the base of mikdash, or even if he entered the addition to the azara, he's equally chayiv because the tisefes has the same kedusha as the azara. Because she'im esifin ala ir v'al azaris ele b'melech b'navi v'orum v'tumim v'sanhedrin shal shuvim v'echad b'shtei taidus v'bashir. The Yidden can only add on to the city Yerushalayim or to the Beis HaMikdash with the consent of the following: the king, the prophet, the Kohen Gadol wearing the Urim v'tumim, the 71 members of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and with two loaves from two karbanos taida, accompanied by song and musical instruments. And as the Gemara amends the words, the Mishnah continues, Uvezdin Mahalchin, and the Bezdin leads the procession as follows. V'shtei toides Mahalchis Uvezdin Achareim V'chol Yisrael Achareim. Two Kahanim carrying two loaves from two toides are followed by the Sanhedrin, followed by all the Yidden. Ha'panimis Necheles V'chitzin Nesrefes. The inner loaf is eaten, and the outer loaf is burned. And the Mishnah concludes, V'chol Shalei Nasas V'chol Eilu Ha'nichsas L'Sham Ein Chai B'Lau. If the addition to the Azara was not made with all these features, the Teisafis does not have the Kedushas Azara. Therefore, a Tamei person who enters the Teisafis is not liable. And the Gemara explains that all these features are required because the Pasuk regarding the Mishkan states, K'chol Asher Animaro Eischa, Istavnas HaMishkan V'istavnas Kol Kele B'chein Tasu. The superfluous words V'chein Tasu teach L'Dairus. All future edifices of the Beis HaMikdash must be established the same way as the Mishkan was established, with all these features. As Rashi explains, Uvimei Moshe Duhu Melech V'Navi V'Achiv Kohenim Kohen Gadol V'Urim V'Tumim V'Shivim Zekenim. The Gemara now elaborates on the Shtei Toides. The Brice explains, Tana Shtei Toides She'amr B'Lachman V'Loi B'Psaron. They used only the loaves of the Toide, but not the meat, because the Pasuk in Nechemya states, V'Amid Shtei Toides G'Doilis V'Taluchis Limin Me'Alcheima. The word Gedolos teaches, Gedolos Shebetoide, the largest portion of the carbon toide, which were the 10 loaves of chametz. As the Mishnah Menachah states, the lachmi toide consisted of 40 loaves, which were made from a total of 20 isaron of wheat flour. Asar lachametz, v'asar lamatzah. The 10 loaves of chametz were made of 10 isaron, one loaf per isaron. And the 30 loaves of matzah were made of 10 isaron, three loaves per isaron. Obviously, the loaves of chametz were the larger portion. The Gemara later cites in Machlekes Reb Chiya Reb Shimon Rebbe regarding Ketzad Mahalchis, and what formation did the two Kohanim walk with the two loaves of the Taidus? Chadar Mezuk Keneged Zu Mahalchis. One says the two Lachmi Taidu were carried side by side, and accordingly a Pnimis Hacht Mekarva Lachema, the inner loaf refers to the one closer to the walls of Yerushalayim. V'Chadar Mezuk Achra Zu Mahalchis, while the other says the two Lachmi Taidu were carried one behind the other. And accordingly, a penimis hachnemach karva lebezdin. The inner loaf refers to the rear taida, which was in between the forward taida and the bezdin. After some discussion, Rabbi Yechanan concludes that the halacha of a penimis necheles v'chitzen nesrefes is not al pi svara, rather al pi navi necheles v'al pi navi nesrefes. As Rashi writes, chag zecharya malachi hayushom v'al piem beruch hakodesh asu ve'in tam bedavar. When they were mekadosh the Bayis Sheni, this was done as per the Navi's instructions through Ruach HaKodesh, and this cannot be explained logically. The Gemara qualifies, however, that only the Tesavis to Yerushalayim was made with Lach Mitoida. However, in Hazar Miskadeshes, El Bishiyar Mincha, the Tesavis to the Hazar was made with the leftovers of a Karban Mincha, but not with Lach Mitoida, because Ma Yerushalayim Dava Nechelba V'yetim Mena Nifsal, Af Hazar Dava Nechelba V'yetim Mena Nifsal. Just as for the Tesavis of Yerushalayim, they use Lach Mitoida, which must be eaten inside Yerushalayim, and becomes disqualified if taken outside of Yerushalayim, so too for the Tesavis of the Hazar, they use Shiyar Mincha, which must be eaten inside the Hazar, and becomes disqualified if taken outside the Azar. And although for Yerushalayim the loaf was chametz, for the Azar, however, they could not use chametz but only matzah, because the only mincha made of chametz was the shteha lechem that were brought on Yom Tov Shavuos, and these cannot be used for the tesavos of the Azar for the following reasons. They cannot both build the tesavos and do the kiddush process before Shavuos, because shteha lechem b'shchitas kvasim u'dekachi. The shteha lechem received their kedusha only when the shtei kvasim were slaughtered, which was on Shavuos. They cannot build the tesavos before Shavuos and do the kiddush on Shavuos, because be'in the kiddush b'shas abinyan. The kiddush must be done on the day the building was completed. They cannot both build the Teisavos and do the Kiddush on Shavuos, because ain't binyan mikdash teich yamtiv. The mitzvah of building the base of mikdash does not override the Isra malacha b'yamtiv. They cannot do both on the next day after Shavuos, because the Sheha Lechem would become disqualified the next morning at Alois HaShachar. They cannot build the majority of the Tisavis before Shavuos, and during the night of Matzah Shavuos do both, complete the Tisavis and perform the Kiddush, while the Shtei Alechem are still kosher, because Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla. We may not build the Beis HaMikdash during the night, as the Pasuk states, U'bayoyim hekim Beis HaMishkan, bayoyim mekimoy, balayla ein mekimoy. Halkach le'yavsha, therefore for the Tisavis of the Azara, they could use only Matzah, but not Chametz. The Gemara now elaborates on Bishir. The Brisa states, Tara ban Shir shel Toida b'kineris u'b'nevalim u'b'tzaltzalim, al kol pino u'pinim al kol evin gedolei shebishalayim. They sang the Perek Mizmer l'sayda with many musical instruments at every corner, and on every large stone in Yerushalayim. And they recited the Pasuk in Tehillim, Arer Mimcha Hashem Kedi L'sani. And they also recited the Pesukim of Yesh B'Seisa, which some refer to as Shir Shal Pagoyim, because the Pasuk there states, Yipol Mitzitcha Elef, and some refer to it as Shir Shal Nagoyim, because the Pasuk there states, B'nega L'yukiv Balecha. And then they recited the Pesukim in the third parak of Tehillim, Mizm L'David B'Vach B'Nev Shalom B'Noy Hashem Mo'ar Rab B'Tzaroi, Ad L'Hashem HaYishua L'Amach B'Chazach HaSalam. The Gemara relates, Rabbi Shuban Levi Amar Lahu Lahani Kroi Vigoni. Shuban Levi would recite these Pesukim before he went to sleep for protection from Azikin. And even though Rabbi Shuban Levi says, Us L'Satlis Rapis B'Divri Torah, one may not use the Torah for a remedy, this was permitted because L'Hogin Shani, one may use the Torah for protection.